I want to continue in the Seder, like we spoke yesterday or a few days ago about the Kadesh Orchatz. Today, I want to speak about Karpas. Karpas. So we all know that Karpas is the vegetables, right? Karpas is, we take out the vegetables and we dip it in salt water. Different minhagim, exactly what you're supposed to do. But the halacha basically is karpas, right? Kadesh orchatz karpas. So the question that arises, Reb Shlomo Kluger asks this question. Reb Shlomo Kluger says, why are we doing kadesh orchatz karpas yachatz? And then we get to Magid. Magid is telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, lechora, it would seem that we should start the Seder immediately. Right, we have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't have a mitzvah to dip vegetables in salt water. We don't have a mitzvah Kadesh Orchatz. Okay, that a little bit, you know, you start off with Kiddush. That's part of it. You know, we explain why that order, the Kadesh Orchatz, but why the Karpas? What is Karpas? What does eating vegetables have to do with anything? So one of the pshatim, which I think is beautiful, that's Reb Shlomo Kluger, I think, his question. The answer, one of the answers is actually from I want to begin with a sign that we saw in Majdanek, those who came to Poland, the concentration camp, Majdanek, and I took a picture of this sign that was there, and it said, it was said this in Polish from some person, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Again, those who can't remember the past are going to repeat it. Why did we get into Mitzrayim to begin with? In order for us to realize how we get out and how we got out, we want to remember how we got in. How did we get in to Mitzrayim to begin with? So Karpas, now listen to this Rashi. This Rashi is just incredible. This Rashi is in Parshas Vayeshev. You could look it up. Pasuk Gimel. And Rashi says, we all know that Yisrael Yaakov Ahavis Yosef. Yisrael Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef. Mikol Banav. Ki Ben Zekunim Hulo. Because he was his youngest. Va'asalo kisonis pasim. And he made him what? He made him this colorful coat. Listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says, pasim, lashon kli milas, kamo karpas utcheles. In Megillas Esther, it says, chur karpas utcheles. Esther, perek aleph, pasuk vav, says, karpas utcheles is pasim. What is pasim? It means clothing. Chur karpas utcheles, Rashi says over there, are types of clothing. So the word karpas is connected to Yosef's ksonas pasim. What does that mean? The reason we're eating karpas is to remember, how did we get into Mitzrayim? We're going to talk about Magid. We're going to talk about getting out of Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The night of Pesach is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But how did we get in here to begin with? The way we got in here is through sinas chinam, right? Just like they dipped, right? They dipped the cucumber into the salt water. The brothers dipped the ksonas pasim, which is karpas, same word, the karpas into the blood of the goat. To remind us, why are we in Gullus? Why did we get into Mitzrayim? We got into Mitzrayim because of sinas chinam, which works with the theme of Pesach. Pesach is all about dibor. It's all about speech. It's perfect with the Lashon Hara, Hilchos Lashon Hara. There's no greater way for us to get out of this galus than working on our speech, working on, right? That's the sinas chinam, as the Chavetz Chaim says, is through the speech. That's where we see it manifest. It's in your heart, and because it's in your heart, you start speaking negatively about other people. And that's what we always say, hurt people hurt people. If I don't go into who I am. I don't, this is what I was thinking about Karpas. Everyone knows as a little kid, Karpas is Samach Parach, right? Is the 600,000, right? The Jews Parach, Avodas Parach, working hard. And I was thinking, working hard is just like the vegetable, right? We eat a vegetable. A vegetable grows in the ground. It grows in the dark ground. It's not like a tree where we have a fruit where it's in the light. Vegetables grow in the ground, in the darkness. In order for a person to work on his sinas chinam, he has to work in the darkness. You have to work on your own darkness. You have to work on the pain that you've been through in your past. You have to heal yourself. That's the only way. Yes, we could stop speaking Lashon Hara by learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. But the way to really heal yourself is to go in the dark, to go in the ground, to go where it's cold and wet and I don't want to go there. It's dirty. There are worms. There are bugs. It's scary to go in there. But the only way for us to heal and the only way for us to get to that Samach Parach, the hard work is to go there, to go to places that we don't want to go to in order to heal. And then when we heal, we will be zocha to a geula. So maybe that's the reason why we have Karpas. The reason we have Karpas is because really it's teaching us how we got in to Mitzrayim and why we're still in Mitzrayim in a certain way. We're still in Gullus, right? We're in Gullus. And how I need to really think about my past and think about my hurt and the things that are hurting me in order for me to heal, in order for me to heal. Oh, I just thought about this, Mamish. I just thought about this right on the spot right now. Thank you, everyone. This is a new chiddush. Never thought about this in my life. Maybe that's why we eat less than a kezias. Why do we eat less than a kezias? Some people actually have the minhag to eat more. My family actually eats a lot. It's one of the big benefits of our Mesorah is we eat a lot of karpas. We don't eat less than a kezias. We eat a lot of karpas. It actually helps to make it through Magid. But okay, that's for a different conversation. If somebody wants a heter for that, I guess you'll have to private message me. But it's definitely our minhag in our family to eat a lot of karpas. But anyway, side point. The minhag is to eat less than a kezias. So I'm thinking, right, that's what most people do. They eat less than a kezias. People are very makbid, right, to eat less than a kezias. And I was just thinking, you know what maybe the pshat is? The pshat is because karpas represents going into your past, going into the dark. Don't take off too much. Take it little by little. Take a little less than a kezias and work on one little thing. One little thing. People think sometimes when you go into your past and you're healing your hurt and your pain, oh gosh, I gotta do it all. I gotta, say everything and live in this crazy hurt pain. Take less than a kezias. A little bit. You do that for, a few years. You do it. It takes time. Then eventually you'll heal. Hashem will help each and every one of us. We should be zocha as we're getting ready for the Holy Seder. We're doing the best we can, right? It's 15 minutes now. 15 minutes. You just spent 15 minutes trying to connect to yourself, trying to connect to Hashem. We're all trying to connect to each other. It should be a wonderful Yom Tov, a wonderful preparation for Yom Tov for everyone. And let's just continue when we're with our families. Let's try and continue to strengthen our Hilchos Lashon Hara as we're hanging out with friends, and let's continue to strengthen that, and let's take a less than a kezias to heal. Take one little thing and say, let me heal. It takes a long time to heal, by the way. It takes a long time. Hashem should help us all. Thank you so much for listening, and of course, feedback for me is a chizuk for me. It strengthens me. It's inspiring for me to know that you're with me, that we're all together on this journey. Have a wonderful, wonderful first day afternoon, first evening of the rest of your life.